Thank you for calling UnitedHealthcare FlexWork. If you know your party's extension, press the star key. If you're a group contact, press 1. If you're a prospective member or current member, press 2. If you're a provider, press 3. For all other callers, press 4. Thank you for calling UnitedHealthcare FlexWork.
This call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance.
At FlexWork, your experience is important to us. You've been chosen to take a survey at the end of this call to better identify your needs. If you're calling to inquire about benefits, prior authorizations, or to check the status of a claim, press 1. For all other inquiries, press 2 or remain on. If you're calling to inquire about benefits, press 1. If you're calling regarding an authorization, press 2. If you're from the insurance card, please prepare the last 8 digits of the customer ID number following the C and have your tax identification number ready. Would you be willing to take a brief survey at the end of this call? Thank you. Now, just so you know, when you've finished speaking with the advocate, you'll need to stay on the line to take the survey. I'm transferring you now.
Hi, thank you for calling Provider Services. My name is PJ. May I have your first name and last name initial, please?
Hi, good morning. My name is Emmy. My last initial is P, calling from Provider's Office.
And how can I help you?
I'm looking for eligibility and benefits.
I can assist you regarding eligibility and benefit. Before we start, may I have your tax ID number?
26250347.
I'm sorry, you're talking too fast. Can you repeat the tax ID number?
Yes, tax ID number is 26250347.
A member ID, please.
CSN Charlie 06468837.
Patient's name and date of birth.
Member's first name Diago, last name Cabrera, C-A-B-R-E-R-A, and date of birth November 12, 1968.
All right, thank you. The policy is active, and then the effective date is January 1st, 2025. This is an APO plan, so no out-of-network benefits under United Healthcare Choice and United Behavioral Health Networks, and it follows a calendar year. The plan requires an authorization for certain covered services, and referral is not required. And for checking eligibility, benefits, and claim, you can access the website, which is flexwork.uhc.com. Do you have a procedure code or just checking general benefit?
General benefit.
What kind of benefits are you looking for?
I'm looking for chemotherapy benefit done with office visit.
You don't have a procedure code?
Yes, I don't have any codes.
You mentioned that this is radiation or chemotherapy done in the office, correct?
Yes, only chemotherapy.
Okay. Is the provider in-network?
Yes.
May I have the date of service?
Date of service, September 4th, 2025.
All right, thank you. Give me one moment.
Yes,
let me check if this is covered or not.
Yeah.
Okay, so upon checking for chemotherapy done in the office, this is not covered because the patient's plan has a limited coverage or limited benefit. So the patient doesn't have any chemotherapy benefits or coverage.
Got it. So could you provide me the office visit benefits?
Is it PCP or specialist?
Specialist.
All right, so I'll provide in-network benefits for specialist office visit. If the location or provider became out of network, benefits may change and benefits provided will be based on eligible expenses. So for visit, this is subject to patient's copay of $50 per incurred date per provider and then covered at 100%. The copay of $50 will track towards the out-of-pocket maximum of $9,200. And the plan doesn't have any deductible, no co-insurance. And this policy only allows a maximum of 6 visits for office visit or consultation. And those 6 visits combined with PCP, specialist, minor surgery, mental health, and injections. And do you need to check the accumulations as well, or
yes.
Do you need our mailing address? Okay. For the current calendar year, the out-of-pocket net or satisfied amount, that is $964.73. For the office visit, that there is already an accumulated visits of 3 for the current calendar year out of 6. So the remaining visits available, that is 3 out of 6.
Okay, 3 visits remaining. Am I right?
Yes.
And net amount is 964.73. Am I right?
That is correct.
Can you spell out your first name and last initial?
My first name, just 2 letters, PJ. Initial to my last name, J for Juliet.
And can you please check what kind of plan is it?
This is an EPO plan.
And can you please check member is policyholder or dependent?
No, the patient is the policyholder.
And can you please check, is there any lifetime max or any plan limitation of this policy?
There's no lifetime max, but this plan has a limited coverage.
Got it. And can you please check telehealth service will be covered or not?
Telehealth is also covered for specialist office visit. Same copay.
Got it. Can you spell out your last initial?
J for Juliet is my last name initial.
VJ, Jason, Juliet, got it. Could you provide me the call reference number?
Today's date with my name, 8/25/2025, first name, PJ, last name initial, J. P for Papa, J for Julia.
PJ, got it. Thank you so much for the information. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for calling, Flexor. Have a good day. Bye now.